sexual orientation. A seeker once came to the wise master, heart heavy with confusion and uncertainty, and spoke thusly, "Master, I am lost in a sea of doubt about my own identity. I was born a man, yet I feel like a woman trapped in a man's body. This has plagued me my entire life, leaving me ungrounded and disconnected from myself. Please, Master, shed some light on my path." With a gentle smile, Master replied, "In the natural state of all human minds, we are both man and woman. At different moments in our lives, we can mentally shift between these two states. When you perceive yourself as a man, a comparison with the feminine deep within your psyche occurs, and how can you not exhibit feminine traits from time to time? The same holds true for women, who may display traditionally masculine characteristics. We are all complex beings, with genetic memories from both of our parents shaping our thoughts and actions." Master went on to explain that many people who identify as straight may also harbor same gender attractions or admiration. Sexual orientation, Master contended, is a mental state rather than a biological one. While some might argue that genetics influence one's sexual orientation, Master acknowledged that emotional states during conception could also be a factor. However, the mind and body are always in flux, shaped by the accumulation of past experiences and conditioning. Master made clear that there is no shame or wrongness in any choice of sexual preference, for they are all mental constructs. Society's labels and judgments should not determine one's self-perception, for they are transitory and subject to change. Instead, Master urged the seeker to remain watchful of their inner state and be mindful of their path to achieving higher consciousness. Whether one is straight, gay, or lesbian, Master reminded the seeker that the quest for love and intimacy is universal. How we seek it and what we associate with it varies from person to person, but ultimately, it is a deeply personal and individual pursuit. Master cautioned against being too attached to labels or sexual orientation, for they can limit one's self-perception and spiritual growth. It's like choosing colors. Some prefer blue or black, and some even love pink. The association of pink with femininity and darker shades with masculinity is only a belief. There is no wrong choice, only mental conditioning. Even if two animals of the same sex are put in a cage, they may try to mate with each other. It's not truly being gay or lesbian, but rather a past experience being registered. The instinctive mind only seeks an orgasm, not procreation. An orgasmic experience creates oneness between two people at a physical and mental level. Love is a journey that is unique to each individual, and how we seek it is often a reflection of our past experiences. We may find ourselves settling on a particular path, believing it to be the only way to find happiness and fulfillment. This is true for all sexual orientations, whether one identifies as straight, gay, or lesbian. The level of satisfaction we derive from our experiences is deeply rooted in our minds, whether it be from purely physical encounters or emotional connections devoid of sex. Ultimately, it is up to us to be mindful of the choices we make in our pursuit of love, and to remain open to the possibility that there may be other paths to explore. It's how a person seeks love that matters, whether it's through sex or without. Sexual orientation may change according to experiences. Master advises against identifying with one's sexual orientation and not judging or discriminating against others. It's important to stay aware of one's mental and physical state and not let sexual orientation become an obstacle to achieving higher states of consciousness. Feeling out of place as a gay or lesbian may stem from deep-seated inferiority and fear of society's judgment. Letting go of these concerns and being oneself is crucial, while staying watchful of oneself through meditation.